from the album Sacred Mischief, Missing You, an original track. So yes, we do own the rights to that music. Welcome to Health is Wealth. I am the preacher, and it's so good to have you here on our broadcast. This show is brought to you by the Black Cultural Restoration Association, and here to awaken the asleep minds of our people. And the original man, one asleep mind at a time, to bring the information and the resources, especially during this time. Thanks be to the Most High. We've been doing this about 14 years. Howbeit, we had our health segment merged into our Sabbath lesson, which in this hour I felt was not good enough. It needed a time, format, a space to its own. So I've developed Health as Wealth in recreating the broadcast, the format, and myself. We had to move into something else. A lot of people that were with us are gone. Some good riddance, thank God. And then some we lost. Shout out and blessings to Brother D. And then trying to rechannel and refocus. When we first started doing this show along with health and different things, it was amazing how many people tuned in from all over the world because we were trendsetting. And then as we noticed, as we moved on to the 2000s, everybody had a YouTube channel, a blog talk show, and a Facebook Live. And you had a plethora of truthers pretty much putting out false information, too, because they were going down rabbit holes. And not a lot of people have done the research. I took issue with quite a few people who woke up one night and then had a broadcast the next day. I felt that it caused a lot of people to wake up on the wrong side of the bed as they were being misinformed. And there's not too many people that have enough character and integrity to go back and apologize for their old broadcasts, previous broadcasts, where they announced or stated something that was not in truth, but it was in error. My goal is to disseminate as much health information as I can give you because, believe it or not, you don't have to go to some university and get a homeopath degree in wellness and wholeness because as soon as you do that, there's a target on your back and there's some people trying to take you out who work for the pharmaceutical industry. This information was first given to Noah, as I read about in the book of Jubilees, from the angels to heal the people after the flood that were picking up a variance. Talk about a mutation, real mutations of sickness and a plethora of demons floating around. So Noah had to be able to know how to use the herbs, trees, and different things that were around him. This day here, we continue in that as a people to all nations and races to learn how to be holistic and no longer allow pharmakia, which in the Greek means sorcery, witchcraft, to shorten your lifespan. Demonize your body and introduce to you a ton of side effects, meaning you will be sick for the rest of your life. And we're learning and trying to get away from that and lead the people into alternative. We'll say that, an alternative to some of the medicines that are causing more and more sicknesses and not helping the problem. So I'm going to dedicate this particular lesson. I don't like to try to merge what else I do. I've kind of shortened it down to just health as wealth and our new platform on the Sabbath, which is called The Awakening. Those are the two shows. And you're more than welcome to call in with questions or email me. The email address is B as in boy, BCRA400@gmail.com. You can reach me there with any questions you may have about the show, about health, or even about the Sabbath and where our spirituality should be right now. But we'll deal with that on the Shabbat, Most High willing, which I'm very excited about because we're moving into the real new year, which starts in the beginning of what this world calls spring. But actually, that's when death ceases, which is the cold of winter. I mean, even bears have enough sense to go to sleep this one out. Salmon have enough sense to swim to another region before they start swimming upstream and spawning again. Everything dies in winter and comes back alive in the spring. And so that's how we know. God tells us, the Most High Yah, Chaya in the Bible tells us that the first day of the year when Moses and the children of Israel came out of Egypt, he said, this shall be the first day of the year for you. And it was the month of the first day of the month of Nisan, which according to close to the vernal equinox falls somewhere about mid-March. And then if you read Leviticus 23, it counts off the rest of the Most High's holy days, our Creator's holy days. Unfortunately, in Leviticus 23, I didn't see Thanksgiving and Christmas and 4th of July. It wasn't there. But there are some other holy days that were there. And if you're trying to be in sync with your body and your temple and your spirit and your Creator, you've got to come back to what He's prescribed. You like that? And I'm laughing because you prefer a prescription from somebody in a white robe and a clipboard that can give you all this medicine. No, what's been prescribed is your Creator's dietary law, certain kinds of fish, those with scales and fins. The pig was not created for consumption. The pig was created to do a job. So was the catfish, the crab, and the shrimp, created to do a job. Unfortunately, during slavery, they gave the scraps from the pig to us, and it was the only thing we had to eat. And we started calling that our culture. No, that was our curse. That was our sin. We brought that upon ourselves trying to survive. We can do better now because we know better. And we know what's ministering to the body, such as fish, honey, teas, quinoa, nuts, berries, fruits. These are the things that keep your temple thriving for spirituality and a connection with the Creator. Brothers and sisters, we're going to get into some stuff tonight. I'm not going to preach to you tonight. It's just that this is something that I'm passionate about and I love, and that's why I'm able to discuss it and talk about it. So here's three things I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about a young lady who's on Gab social media, which is an alternative to all the censorship going on Twitter and Facebook. And she had an interview with a health professional that she typed. I'm going to read that to you. I'm going to talk about how a leading neurologist is talking about the mask. I'm just going to read a little bit of her article out of the paper about the mask. And we're in development of something to kind of help with that, because I know some of you are going to keep these masks on. But how dangerous it is right after 3 minutes. It's dangerous. Hope you're enjoying the show upstairs. We're going to talk about how dangerous the mask can be after 3 minutes of wearing it. She speaks on it. And then we'll go over a couple of different herbs with some vitamins. Just three of them, just to kind of help you out. Some stuff you can go pick up and go look at. Something you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to speak on biotin.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah, biotin. Basically, it's good for the hair, skin, and nails. And most of us already know that the skin is the largest organ on our body. So, we can't forget about the skin, especially in the winter months when it's cold and taking quick showers, a quick bath, and not forgetting to lotion up the skin and oil it to keep it hydrated. But I wanted to speak on biotin, which is it's an herb, it's a vitamin with collagen in it that is good for the hair, skin, and nails. And I've been taking it for probably 5+ years. And it's really helped my hair growth and the thickness of my hair and my skin. I get compliments on my skin all the time from the dentist to strangers, even with the mask, because I take the biotin 2 or 3 times a day, and it basically, it's good for your skin. It keeps it healthy, keeps it radiant, keeps it glow. So I just wanted to share my little secret with anyone who's interested in keeping your skin healthy, because we cannot forget about the skin. The skin is the biggest, the largest organ on our bodies. So biotin, look it up. And it's everywhere. There's a brand called Nature's Bounty. It's at Target. It's over at Walmart, Walgreens. And go ahead and get it. You will not be upset. So good luck with the biotin. And I just can't share enough how great it is.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people aren't able to get their little mani-pedis anymore.
Right.
And these masks I've seen on the news are breaking people out around the jaw region, around their nose and around their mouth, the little small bumps. This is dangerous, people. And so, yeah, whatever you can get to take care of skin and nails, you know, just getting the care you were used to back in the day, being able to go to the beauty salon, the barbershop, this is just really having a toll on you. And being able to take care of the physical man is important. So we don't want to neglect that.
Right.
The spirituality will benefit from it as well. Okay, I want to tell you about some of the things inside of vaccinations. It's a young lady that posted this. She was a doctor, did her research. People, why don't you do the research? Half of you all tune out the pharmaceutical commercials where at the end they start telling you all the side effects. You know, little small things like this may kill you. And if you start to grow breasts or something is telling you to go jump off the bridge, what kind of side effects are those? That sounds like some heroin. This is crazy stuff that we're dealing with, people. And I'm not going to criticize those tonight. I'm not going to criticize going forward everybody that wants to go get this vaccine, because it seems that through multimedia and other sources, people feel like they got to have it.
It's fear.
And the fear is pumping them. We talked about that this past Saturday. So I'm not trying to become an enemy of the state, literally, and with you. But I'm trying to offer you alternative information that you can research. Here's some of the things inside of vaccination. Formaldehyde, highly toxic, systematic poison, and it's a carcinogen, causes cancer. Beta-propiolactone. I wouldn't even put that in my body because I can't spell it. But it's a toxic chemical, a carcinogen, and it's known to cause death and permanent injury over very short exposure to small quantities. See, what's happening is over time, the vaccination effects are going to kick in. It's amazing. Yesterday, Mark Zuckerberg said, I'm not getting it because it hasn't been tested and proven. This literally changes your DNA and RNA. But he's censoring everybody on Facebook that talks about it. Okay. Aluminum hydroxide, aluminum phosphate, and aluminum salts. That's a neurotoxin. Messes up your head, your brain, causes this dementia and Alzheimer's, where we've seen a skyrocketing. Carries risk for long-term brain inflammation, swelling of your brain, autoimmune disease, autism, and all these children. It penetrates the brain where it persists indefinitely. This is already a basis in the vaccination. So the one you have now has this plus a synthetic DNA and RNA altering drug. This plus a synthetic that's going in your body that, like a computer, is going to manufacture a new type of immune system and alter your DNA and RNA. Sign me up.
I have a question. You mentioned formaldehyde, first ingredient.
Yep.
Isn't that something that's used to preserve dead bodies and specimens?
Yeah, my first interaction with formaldehyde was in the third grade, where we got to dissect frogs that day. And they pulled the frog that was being preserved in a jar, one of the mason jars you got over there, of formaldehyde. Disgusting. Okay, thimerosal. That's mercury. That's a neurotoxin. Induces cell damage. Makes you grow old fast, reduces oxidation, reduction activity. See, what you need to know, and I haven't even finished. I'm not even close to being finished. You're walking around people that are brain damaged from the top, from all the vaccinations they've gotten their whole life that they believe in. You're walking around people, you're wondering why everybody's so angry, agitated, cut off, don't have common sense. People have been damaged. Let me keep going. Thimerosal reduces oxidation. So you already got the vaccination, now you're wearing masks, so you're reducing your oxidation, reduction activity, cellular degeneration, and cell death. It's linked to all the neurological disorders like Alzheimer's, dementia, and autism. Guess what else is in there? Polysorbate 80 and 20, trespasses the blood-brain barrier and carries with it aluminum and thimerosal. So the polysorbate, which you find on the back of ice cream and chips, it transfers the aluminum and thimerosal to the brain. Stuff is science, okay? Like Fauci said, trust the science. We want to save you, but we want to depopulate, but we want to help you. Okay. Glutaraldehyde. It's a toxic chemical used as a disinfectant for heat-sensitive medical equipment. It's in your vaccination. Fetal bovine serum. Harvested from bovines, cows. Fetus is taken from pregnant cows. And then they do the same thing with women's aborted fetus cells. And then African green monkey, that was true. They take the kidney cells from the African green monkey because it can carry the SV40 cancer-causing virus that has already tainted about 30 million Americans. That's in the vaccination. Then there's acetone, which can cause kidney, liver, and nerve damage.
Horrible.
And then there's E. coli.
Mm.
And then DNA, circle virus type 1, and human embryonic lung cell cultures from aborted fetuses, which is why they encourage the underserved communities, black and brown, to go and have abortions because they're going to sell all the body parts. So you can view all these ingredients on the CDC's website. Go to the CDC's website and you can find it. They have to list it. They just know you won't go there because you're too busy on Instagram. They know you won't research the information. You're too busy. We trust our news to be social media, which is now you're up a creek because you're just hearing the leftist side. Tens of millions of people have left Twitter because there's no clear-cut clear-cut information from both sides, so where one can make a choice and can come to a conclusion on their own. So no longer is there a debate. You're only receiving left-side rhetoric. And you know these millennials. I'm going to talk about you, millennial, right now. Your entire verbiage consists of semantics because it's a deflector. So you come up with words that you can't even spell to deflect because it's so indicative of the culture without going to the CDC website and seeing the truth and the real information. So go to that website, cdc.gov/vaccines/pubs, publications. It's right there.
It's amazing they can post it. The actual ingredients?
They have to. And nobody's going, people just lining up without going to see what's in there.
Hmm.
And then this last one hasn't been tested. But then again, I can't say it hasn't been tested because there's been different strains of coronavirus that have been around for the last 20 years.
Well, we keep saying that it has been tested.
Yeah. Well, no animal testing. I want you to see this. I'm going to see if I can read this part. There was a young lady who called the Center for Disease Control or for poisoning or if there's some toxic things going on. And this was her conversation. She asked the man this when he answered the phone. My question to you is, how are these ingredients categorized as benign or poison? She said, I ran a few of the ingredients in the vaccination, such as formaldehyde, tween 80, mercury, aluminum, potassium phosphate, sodium phosphate, sorbitol. And this is what the guy said on the phone. Well, that's quite a list. But I'd have to easily say that they're all toxic to humans, used in fertilizers, pesticides to stop the heart, to preserve a dead body. They're registered with us in different categories, but pretty much all poisons. So then she said, if I were to deliberately feed or inject my child with these ingredients, often as a schedule, obviously I'd put my daughter in harm's way. But what would legally happen to me? And he said, that's an odd question, but you'd likely be charged with criminal negligence. Perhaps with intent to kill, and of course, child abuse. Your child would be taken away from you. Do you know of someone who's doing this to their child? This is criminal. Then she says, an industry. These are the ingredients used in vaccines with binding agents to make sure the body won't flush these out. to keep the antibody levels up indefinitely. That's another thing, people. They have binding agents in there so that you can't flush it out with some activated charcoal and a lot of water. And no, it attaches itself to the walls of your lungs and veins, blood, stomach. It's hard to get it out.
That is diabolical.
The man was beside himself when she told him this, and he asked if I would email him all this information. He wanted to share it with his adult kids who are parents. He was horrified and felt awful. He didn't know his kids are vaccinated and they have health issues. This was a gentleman at the Poison Control Center, she was calling. He's supposed to know this. He told on himself. Everything inside these shots is toxic and poisonous and can kill you, and anybody that gives that to their children would lose their children, but they're forcing you to make your kids go on a schedule to get these vaccinations all the way up through 20-something, until they're 18 to 20. Pray, people. Okay, changing gears real quick. I'm only going to read a little bit of this. It's an article written by Henna Maria and Claudia Stauber. Dr. Margarita Grease Brissell, PhD, is a consultant neurologist and neurophysiologist with a PhD in pharmacology with special interests in neuropsychology, environmental medicines. And this is what she had to say about face masks and their effects on our brain. The re-inhalation of our exhaled air will without a doubt create oxygen deficiency and a flooding of carbon monoxide. We know that the human brain is very sensitive to oxygen deprivation. There are nerve cells, for example, in the hippocampus that can't be longer than 3 minutes without oxygen. They cannot survive. The acute warning symptoms are headaches, drowsiness, dizziness, issues in concentration, slowing down of reaction time, and reactions of the cognitive system. However, when you have chronic oxygen deprivation, all of these symptoms disappear because you get used to it, but your efficiency will remain impaired, and the undersupply of oxygen in your brain continues to progress. We know that neural degenerative disease takes years to decades to develop. If today you forget your phone number, the breakdown in your brain would have already started 20 or 30 years ago. Dr. Marguerite Grease, G-R-I-E-S-Z, Brissell, B-R-I-S-S-E-L-L. And that was an article written by Henna Maria and Claudia Stauber. There's tons of more paragraphs to her article and her research that with the vaccination, chemtrails, the water, and the vaccinations you've had your whole life as a kid on, it's a cocktail for destruction and death. And it's all coming to the forefront. It's all coming to fruition, to a head. And so all we can do is try to reverse the effects of some of these things through spirituality, prayer, connecting with the Creator, eating right, changing our environment, and, of course, no longer taking anything that we're not sure about putting in our bodies. Foreign objects inside of our body. It can never go well, because if it was meant to be, your Creator would have made sure you were born with it. You came here fully equipped. Your body regenerates itself. Your body creates its own stem cells to repair your organs. But you have to fast and stop eating this crap at the fast food restaurants and in these shiny bags that you call food. It just sickens my stomach when I'm in line at a supermarket or even at a drugstore and I see, I don't know, maybe someone who doesn't have that much money, but they're buying a bag of sugar cookies, Chips Ahoy's, and a bunch of sweet sugar iced teas, sweet teas, and that's probably going to be dinner for the night, which will definitely bring on diabetes. All right, well, we got a few more minutes. You got something else you want to share before we go into some of these?
No, I was just wondering about, you know, this all what you just read about the ingredients in the vaccines and what we're ingesting in the air is just cancer, cancer, cancer. How do you know if it's hereditary? How do you know if it's just environmental? So, yeah, it's just mystery. And detoxing every day, cleaning your body every day.
Yeah, I think we all got some cancers that are lying dormant in our body, but we can kind of change our lifestyle, our environment, what we eat to try to squeeze them out and build our immune systems, because your white blood cells will attack cancers. And exercise and oxygen. Mm-hmm. And so if you're depriving yourself by wearing a mask for 8 hours, well, you're going to get sick. You're going to get sick. So if you don't have to wear it, don't wear it. And if they're going to talk about kicking you out, let them kick you out. Or if they're going to write you a ticket, take the ticket. And then ask the judge for proof about this being safe. You just, whatever your spirit tells you to do. But I know from understanding what I just read that after 3 minutes, I start to feel that way. As far as my breathing, my nose starts to run, I can't do it. I have to go back outside before I continue my shopping. Not good. All right, let's go over a few herbs. Build your spirits. How many of you have ever heard of leeks? They grow from a compressed stem with leaves, and they're wrapped in overlaying. Leeks are very healthy and good for you. It's good for heart disease, high blood pressure, and for lowering your cholesterol. All you got to do is eat better. Most of you probably never even thought about picking up some leeks when you go to the supermarket. Maybe this will change your mind. It stabilizes blood sugar levels. Leeks helps the body maintain steady blood sugar levels by helping the body metabolize sugars. So if you have a sweet tooth, you need to put some leeks in your salad. You need to change your life around with leeks. They also contain nutrients that benefit blood sugar levels. Diabetics and pre-diabetics should eat leeks regularly as part of their diet. That means at least twice a week.
Wow.
It's an antibacterial, an antiviral, and an antifungal. It's similar to the same things that you find in garlic and onions, and it's in that same family. But listen to this. Leeks prevents cancer.
Mm.
Plants in the Alacae family have multiple cancer-fighting properties, and leeks are included. Eating leeks on a regular basis reduces the chances of prostate and colon cancer. People who eat a lot of leeks also have fewer ovarian cancers. And it even encourages pregnant women to eat leeks because it will fight against birth defects.
Powerful.
And help develop the fetus. It's also good against arthritis, gout, urinary tract problems. Benefit from the anti-inflammatory and antiseptic properties of leeks to treat these diseases. It also promotes regular bowel movements. You want to eat the whole thing and not just juice it. But leeks can be a whole body cleanse. I got another one I want to do tonight. This is something that I drink every morning mixed with some green tea and a few other herbs. But it's very powerful. And starting your body after you break your fast. It's breakfast. Breakfast is not you grabbing some bacon, eggs, pancakes, and coffee, and as soon as you get through eating it, you want to go back to bed. That wasn't breakfast. So, nettle leaf and nettle root. It's two different ones, the leaf and the root. So they're both herbs, and they both have the same impact. They're anti-asthmatic, anti-arthritic, anti-rheumatic, anti-inflammatory, anti-dandruff.
Mm.
So let's see what's inside. Nettle leaf, nettle root. Calcium, copper, fatty acids, folate, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, sulfur, zinc, vitamins B1, B2, B3, B5, C, and E. See, what most of you don't know is that some of these teas possess all your vitamins and minerals and nutrients you need for the day. You won't have to go buy all these other vitamins that you're purchasing. You just start off with a cup of tea in the morning and maybe a cup of tea at night. And you're getting all this goodness inside your body. And another good thing to do is to let the teas steep for 15 minutes, cover them up, and put them in the fridge and make an iced tea. No white sugar. Put raw, unfiltered honey in there to sweeten it if you need to have it sweet. Stay away from it. Agave is a good one, but, you know, prefer honey over that. Definitely none of the brown sugars or the white sugars.
Okay.
Definitely none of them. It comes from the cactus, the agave. So it's a natural sweetener. But I can't stress enough how important tea is in your life. And you know, the thing that's funny is that this society has promoted coffee like crazy. Y'all will kill somebody if you don't get your $6 latte in the mornings. That's not good. Something's wrong. You become addicted because there's more. They're not showing you when they break that coffee down. It's like when a dope dealer steps on his cocaine. He cuts it with everything. Baking soda, aspirins, fentanyl, everything. And even with the coffee beans, which are expensive as almost cocaine, they're cutting it with tree bark and other things that are similar to it. So I don't even trust a lot of pre-ground coffee. And these K-cups, you don't know what you get. Do your research. It's all on the internet. All on the internet. There's nothing like getting your own beans and grinding them. There's nothing like that. Going to somebody who, I know a couple of coffee shops where they actually roast the beans and then you buy them. So you see the raw coffee bean being roasted and then you buy it right there. And you smell it when you walk in. You can't beat that. That's healthy. That's healthy. Let's see. Let's go to the next one. I got one more before we get ready to check you out of here for the day. Bee pollen. With all these respiratory illnesses from Heineken 19 virus, bee pollen will help your cardiovascular system. It's an anti-inflammatory, an antioxidant, and a diuretic. It has calcium, choline, copper, iron, lecithin, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, sulfur, vitamins A, B1, B2, B6, vitamin C, and guess what else? Vitamin D, E, and K. You probably walk right by bee pollen in the health food store because you don't know what that's for. Well, I'm going to tell you today. It actually contains all of the nutrients you need to live. So I would get a jar. A lot of us got food. You know, I've been concerned, too. A lot of us have food that we can eat if something happens that's been stored in the last 120 days. The thing is that I know that food has so many preservatives and chemicals and sodium on it, and it's going to be bad for us that have been healthy to try to survive off that food. But when you get hungry, you get hungry. I understand that. But here's an alternative that you can keep around your home and keep in your fridge, a large jar of bee pollen. The book written by Herbal Remedies. Well, this particular one here. And this doctor was saying that it definitely has all the nutrients you need to live. Why? Because it improves your metabolism, dissolves, then flushes fat cells from your body due to the high percentage of lecithin. It lowers your cholesterol levels and reduces food cravings. Athletes often use bee pollen for endurance, strength, stamina, and mental clarity. It has been able to strengthen and stabilize capillaries and reduce inflammation. It is a bactericide and may increase the body's resistance to infection. It also has been beneficial for atherosclerosis, hemorrhoids, hypertension, PMS, hay fever, diarrhea, nosebleed, cerebral hemorrhage, mouth sores, varicose veins, prostate conditions, constipation, mental illness, obesity. This is as potent as chlorella and spirulina, bee pollen is. You need to have it in your life, give it to your children. From what I hear, it also helps to fight against asthma. It does say it at the top, anti-asthmatic. So it does open up that area. bee pollen. Do your research on it. Make sure there are no drug interactions, but I don't see none from what I'm reading. But there's just too many things it addresses, and it gives the energy that's necessary. We don't know if there's going to come a time where we won't be able to get the nutrients and stuff, the food that we need to survive. So,
question.
Yeah.
Did I hear right? Is it like an appetite suppressant?
Appetite suppressant as well.
And what type of consistency? Is it a powder or a liquid?
No, the bee pollen is kind of freaky to some people because it's like these little dots, these little micro dots, the pollen, the actual pollen. You ever had the micro dot ice cream where all the ice cream is turned into dots?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like that. And it doesn't taste bad because it's a derivative, you know, from the hive and the pollen that they've created from these different plants.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a sweet taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the texture is a little, you know, a little different. But it's not bad. Something that you'll be like, oh, my God, I'll never do that again. It's just got a different texture. It's not a powder.
Is that to take by itself, or could you combine it?
I take something? Everything by itself. You can combine it with something, but it would definitely have to be put inside of a blender to blend it with. It's not like a powder. It's not going to break down like a powder, so it has to be inside of the blender. But once again, bee pollen contains all of the nutrients that you need to live.
Amazing.
All right, well, that's all we have for tonight. Just want to go over a few things. Like I said, if you have any questions, hit us up at bcra400@gmail.com and answer any questions, do some research on some topics. Some of you may have loved ones that are struggling with a particular illness or sickness. Hit me offline, and we could talk about some potential possible alternatives. Once again, we are not doctors, not licensed, not certified, FDA approved, none of those things. Just inspired, gifted, and passionate about helping our people in a holistic fashion. Anything you want to say?
Yeah, just want to help share the knowledge. A lot of this is from self experience, a lot of these herbs. And yeah, just excited to share what's worked for me and what's worked for my husband, and to share with those that really, truly need it.
I used to tell all these people that came around me with their PhDs and MBAs, I'd say, you've got not only a student loan bill, but you got your credit from your curriculum. But guess what I have? A library card. It only costs me $1.25, and I use it. So information is the knowledge, it is the power, but health is wealth. Health is wealth. So let's stay on top of it, people. As far as taking care of our bodies, don't just eat anything. Don't eat late at night. You've got to stay on top of it right now, because I know a lot of you do not want to go to the hospital because you're not quite sure what's going on in there. So be safe and take care of yourself. Take your health into your own hands if necessary. All right, this has been V, the Preacher, and Tanya showed up tonight.
Have a wonderful evening. Be blessed.
And the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Peace and blessings.